Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford, the station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. I got through without a malaprop, so go figure. I don't know. One of those things, see, like if I were still spinning at clubs, they wouldn't have to hear me talk. So that would be a plus. That would be good. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. I just heard a band called Things to Come and Speak of the Devil. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66, Volume 6. Came out in 2007 on Sundays, but it was originally released on the Starfire label in 1966. Before that, the Supremes from 1965, their Merry Christmas LP. Every Motown artist released a Christmas LP that year. Sorry about it, I didn't know what happened, but I hit the crossfader. There you go. Anyway, Little Bright Star. Off the Merry Christmas LP, came out in 65 on Motown. For that, Grandpa Joe, a.k.a. Furl and Husky from 1958 on the Capitol label, and The Drunken Driver. I got off the compilation, Godless America. The Human Beings did Nobody But Me, 1967 on Capitol. And before that, the Lafayettes from 1962 on RCA Victor did Nobody But You. And speaking of which, and it was prompted by, that's why I went and looked for the stupid thing, the this record. It's something I haven't played before in either Coffee or Smokes or this show. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, I saw it, and James Porter, who'll be hosting the Hoodoo Party, which is the third week, third Saturday of each month, on WLUW out of Loyola of Chicago. So check it out. It'll be on Eastern Time from noon to two. Good follow up to Backwoods, if you ask me. Check it out. Anyway, coming up in the second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more, so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. I say.
Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. ¶¶
say to say.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Christmas joy. He's Mr. Charlie Nick. He says, "Down the chimney he goes."
7:20 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Robin Sisters, a local outfit, actually, on the Polaris label, 1963, and Chimney Top Twist. Before that, the Individuals did a song called I Want Love. It was originally released on the Raven label in 1966, but I got off the compilation Move It. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. Before that, the Syndicate of Sound did Little Girl from the Bell label, 1966. That was a bonus song that everybody knows. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, the Ronettes' treatment of Frosty the Snowman from the compilation A Christmas Gift for You. Originally came out in Phyllis in 1963, but I got off the CD reissue. I'm not going to lie to you. And before that, the Scott Bedford Four, and this song miraculously has escaped being compiled on any compilations. A single released in 1965 on the Congress label, And How Does It Feel? Anyway, coming up in about 40 minutes will be Walk Sign Is On. Desperate Hours will be back next week with another episode, and then on the 28th will be a 3-hour episode from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, so stick around for that. I mean, just don't leave. Don't eat, don't shower, nothing. You know, I'll just do all the work. I'll work and cook and clean and whatever. I'll come here on the 28th. Let's get back into it. I tell you, these were the Desperate Hours. No, these are the Desperate Hours.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Be on your way, you are my kind. You know, that's what you say. How come, that's what they all say. They say no dice. Fella, oh, without a doubt, you are my kind. That's what you say. How come that's what they all say? They say no dice. Ugly face, you are my kind. That's what you say. How come that's what they all say? They say no dice.
This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Me too, girl, I am your slave. I say I'd do anything I possibly can, just so I can be your man for a little while, for a little while. You make me feel so lonely inside. Get you off my mind. Well, you girl, any boy want to find for himself and nobody else. You make me feel so lonely inside. When I see you, you run and hide from me. You're off my mind. You're the girl any boy want to find for himself and nobody else.
the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you why I played this next to last set of the evening. You just heard Rita Chow and the Quests from Singapore on the Glycos label in 1967 in their version of Hanky Panky. If you watch Kill Bill, then you know where the 5678s got the inspiration of the beginning to Walk Like Jane Mansfield. Well, after midnight, said, why? One of about 5 million songs called Why of the compilation One Hand in the Darkness came out on the Lance label. It was originally released on Style label in 1966. Smokestack Lightning, track that was originally released on the White Whale label in 1967. I got off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 7. Name of the track is called Look What You've Done. For that, the Watch Band, not the Chocolate Watch Band, but Watch Band, did No Dice off the compilation Sick and Tired, originally released on the Stannell label in 1966, and we kicked it off with Javier Anderson, the track that would have went better with that alongside Dave Pike earlier in the show, and Javaro. It was released on the Bayou label in 1959. I got the compilation The Lavender Jungle. Got about 20 minutes to go in this week's broadcast. Probably try to get the request next week. I'm running around like a one-arm paper hanger. I can't be doing this. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Airlines.
Ajax Airlines.
That's right, sir. The proud bird with a cast iron tail.
I start the commercial, Charlie Brown. I just want to know what time is your 11:06 leave for San Antonio.
It leaves at 11:06.
Okay.
We have tourist in first class.
Oh, that's all right.
In first class, you get an extra vegetable.
Huh?
You get an extra vegetable in first class.
Okay, I'll take an onion.
We're going to have some turbulence.
No, I stick with the onions. Do you serve Chinese food?
Yes, we serve everybody food.
Do you serve...
Sir, I'm going to forget you said that.
You're one, ain't you?
Sir, let's get back to the flight now. This is a non-stop flight, you know.
How about your hostesses?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Are they topless?
No, sir, regulations. They must wear hats.
Do they mess around?
Look, do you want to go on this flight or don't you?
What's your movie?
No movie on this flight.
No movie?
No, sir, a rodeo.
That's fantastic. I bet you clean up on that, huh?
No, sir, the stewardesses take care of that.
Are they topless?
Sounds like you have a one-track mind.
Sounds like you never saw a topless hostess. Yeah. Boy, did I eat that onion already? Let me check this sucker out now. She leaves at 7:47.
Yeah, no. The plane is a 7:47. It leaves at 11:06.
Therefore.
Okay. Well, goodbye.
Hold it. Just a minute there.
Sir, I'm very busy.
Well, how about me? I'm running around like a chicken with my legs cut off.
Oh, boy.
Operator, would you chase this call and tell me where I am?
Sir, I'm very busy. I've got 2 calls to make, 5 on hold, and 7 lines blinking.
Have a partridge in a partridge.
Well, that does it.
Well, it's about time.
It's about time.
Time? Oh, my gosh, time. What time does 11:06 leave for San Antonio?
In exactly 3 minutes.
Hold that plane.
I can't do that.
You better hold that plane.
Look, sir, don't threaten me.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you, you better hold that plane.
Why should we hold the plane for you?
Because I'm a pilot.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lot of Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
program to bring you a special news bulletin. At 10:29 this evening, three inmates of the state asylum for the criminally insane successfully made their escape after slaying five guards and hurling the 20-foot barbed wire wall that surrounds the institution. Authorities have identified the escapees as Herbie Click, Keith Rogers, and Gary Barcroft. Complete descriptions of these men will be broadcast at a later hour. Residents of the Topanga Canyon are hereby warned to be on the lookout for the three escaped mental patients. Any information leading to their whereabouts should immediately be forwarded to Chief Patton at District Headquarters or to this radio station. Do not, we repeat, do not, on any account, attempt to apprehend these men on your own. They are armed and extremely dangerous. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Don't leave me. I beg you with tears in my eyes, don't leave me. Darling, don't never leave me.
This is Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Your old man's been blasted out of his wheels, and your king-sized brother's been twisted like a pretzel. You're all that's left, lover, and you ain't gonna be around for long.
I don't believe it.
You better believe it.
It's okay.
I killed her like she was an animal. Like she was nothing.
She was nothing. Nothing human. A real Jekyll and Hyde. Hey, you saved my life, so stop crying, huh?
Me too. I guess I saved my own.
Come on. Let's go.
Are you gonna just leave her there?
Well, she's not going anywhere.